Happy New Year. On that subject also, I realized it doesn't exist. 2015, it's gone. It never really was. You know what year it is in Thailand? Anybody? 2559. What year is it in China? Like 5,000 something, right? Anyway, trust me. Then there's Gorabda. That calendar, we can say, oh, since Mahaprabhu, that's why we prefer that. But my point is, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as 2015 or 2016. Then, at the same time, we can't deny it either. So what does that tell you about the world we live in? That it's temporary illusion. All this is a consensus of deluded people. That's what existence is. That's what the world. Just we agree that we're all deluded on certain things together. It's nothing more than that. That's why I quote that Shakespeare line, which I will quote again. You know, I say, out, breathe candle, 2015 is gone. Out, breathe candle, life's but a walking shadow. A poor player who frets and struts his hour upon the stage and then is heard from no more. A tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. That's my New Year's offering. Happy, happy, happy New Year. Another year of delusion. Let's let it not be. Like once Mahayogi Maharaj, his birthday came. And he just has a particular karma. Anyway, you know, sometimes people like to give some humorous card. Probably not a good idea. Then you get these different cards, and one of them says on the front, well, another year shot to hell. But then you open it up and it said something, you know, but like he goes, gee, you know, is it that bad? But that's what Guru Maharaj says, actually. Every day we should wake up like, oh, the Amar Jivana, the advice of Saraswati Thakur, beat your mind with a broom, a shoe, whatever's available. He's saying, you know, what have I done? I'm wasting my life, wasting my time. I should be, you know, serving Guru and Vaishnava. Let me not, this is what you say in the morning, let me not waste another day. Let me do something in service to Guru and Vaishnava. So that's a better thing. Of course, we're praising the devotees for the service they've done in the last year because that's real. It's actually real and substantial. So we appreciate that. And it's good that we express some appreciation for that. I hope everyone understands that how much I appreciate this, what we're doing right now, beauty over power, all the devotees, what you're doing, and then the distribution and everything. But other stuff, life in general, you know, Brahmabhuta prasanatma, na sochati na kankshati, samak sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhateparam. Na sochati, na kankshati. See, on the Brahma Bhuta, on the spiritual platform, na soch means lamentation. They're not lamenting or hankering. They don't lament over things that have happened. They're not hankering for anything mundane. Right? So, there's only always and only the eternal present. That is my point. Like I thought, if I had to write to the people of the future, I would say, I'm speaking to you from now, from my present to your present, not from long ago. And now you're not, that's foolish. I'm speaking from my present to your present. The eternal now. and telling you these things. So Guru Maharaj, he likes so much this poetry. Who is it? Longfellow or Wordsworth, one that says, trust no future, however pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present, heart within and God overhead. Because it's echoing some of the sentiments expressed in the Rig Veda mantram, Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Sadam Padam Sada Pasyanti Suraya Deviva Chaksuratatam Vishnuryat Paramam Mama. Brahmins, before they do anything, they're saying, the lotus feet of the Lord, they're like sun shining, like the way the sun shines and illumines everything. Saying the lotus feet of Vishnu, let them illuminate everything. And then the light of that illumination, let us proceed. See, that's why they chant this mantra before they do anything. And the light of the illumination of the lotus feet of the Lord, let us proceed. That's what we're saying, we're trying to do. But this line, trust no future, however pleasant, the futurist. And the people say, I told one kid when we were talking about technology, I said, all the cool, really cool stuff will be available when I'm dead. You understand? Because it'll only be considered cool from where you are at present. You know, nobody wants old technology. I know, there's a website, okay. But normally, no one's crying over the loss of technology that came before. They're not sentimental. They want to have the newest, the latest things. And that time will come, those things we really might want, we'll all be dead by that time. So, and that everything's going to be wonderful in the future. Television was supposed to eradicate ignorance, right? When it first came, some people said, well, what if this just makes everybody stupid? No, it's going to educate everyone. They say, once we have TV, there'll be illiteracy will be finished. All information will be available. I mean, we think, well, really? Yeah, they said this about TV. That once there's a television in everyone's house, then everyone will be literate and they'll know the sum total of human information and knowledge will be available to everyone. And what did TV end up being called? The boob tube. And here, boob meaning idiot. That you watch this thing and you turn into a moron. Right? So then that gets replaced by the internet. It's going to eradicate everyone's. Once we, Google, we're going to organize the world's knowledge and share it with everybody, with ads. We have to pay for it. Right? So it proves the cure for what we're suffering from is not knowledge or, by extension, data. Right? That's not why we're suffering in the world. It's for a lack of data analysis. Otherwise, we have a bunch of Russians. Right? We're going to put our Russian team on data analysis and cure unhappiness. We'll get back to you. It's going to be a 5-year program, but we'll do it in 4 years. That's an inside joke. Lalita doesn't understand why it's funny. The other Russian saying is, we tried to make it better and it came out the same. So not like that. We're not, the reason we're suffering or unhappy is not like, oh, I didn't know that. Thank you for, now that you've told me this, share this information with me. I'm just happy all the time. So it's knowledge. It will not, do that. We prefer knowledge to ignorance. What is the Vedic saying? What is it? Tamasimam, Sadgamayo, Jyotirmam, etc. Take me from darkness to light, from ignorance to knowledge, from unhappiness to bliss, to happiness. But we mentioned that before. That happiness, it's not part of the future. Understand? That's an illusion. Past, present, future. There's only eternal present. We're at present in the world of illusion in the within the parameters of time and space. So we're talking about what happened then. All we do is make a consensus like, shall we call it years? And when should we start the calendar? I don't know. When was the king born? Let's not talk about that. But you understand. Now, in Thailand, the calendar is BE, the Buddhist era. So it's 2559. But so they'll pick some arbitrary date and say, we're going to measure from them. And that's okay. We're doing that too. Gorabda. Mahaprabhu appeared at this time. It's been so long since Mahaprabhu appeared. That's okay. But really, it's arbitrary. It's an arbitrary consensus that everyone has accepted to navigate the realm of time and space. But the spiritual world is beyond time and space. So then that means there's, as Prabhupada would say, this verse from the Upanishad, because if someone said, well, you mean there's no like yesterday or tomorrow or morning or evening? And he says, no, they have all of that. There's the moon and the sun. There's the morning, the afternoon, all of those things are there. He said, but there's no need for them. They're not the outcome of spatial relations of planets and stars and like that. It's just, that's why this world is a perverted reflection of the original. All those things are there. Why? The reason everything is there. Reality is for itself and by itself. Lilanukul to serve the necessity of lila, of pastimes. So there's day and there's night. And there's the morning and there's tomorrow and yesterday in a general sense. All for the necessity of lila. But no mundane necessity. No, the Vaikuntha means without measurement. There's no system here that we're using. That's why all of our, the English expression is yardstick. But that doesn't even make sense to people in the metric system. So what is it? If we agree, like that's a Sanskrit measurement from here to here. Might be a little different on your hand or somebody else's hand. But that's the measure, that's when it says, when Mahaprabhu, the separation takes place, it's this much, right? According to his hand. It's one system of measuring things, relatively speaking. But in the absolute world, none of this is applicable. So therefore, trust no future, however pleasant. And the past, let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present, heart within, God overhead. And interestingly, that line is echoed in the Saragrahi Vaishnava poem of Bhaktivinoda Thakur that he wrote in English. The way he says it is, forget the past that sleeps and ne'er the future dream at all. Act in times that are with thee and progress ye shall call. So he knew that poem. That's another thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he knew Wordsworth, Longfellow, their writings, Emerson, Thoreau. He sometimes took their style and expressed something with it to be appealing to Western people. So those are some of the things we're thinking about in the year-end summary. And memento mori. The other thing, I mean, I hate to say this, but I feel almost duty-bound to say it. How many days before the first disaster appears on the calendar? Guaranteed. Right? Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gacchanti, yamalayam, shesha, stavra, ichchanti, kim, ascharja, atakpuram. Yudhisthira telling Yamaraj, answering him, saying, what's the most astonishing thing in the world? Although everyone before us has died, they always have these year-end summary, like famous people who died in 2015. And you go, wow, 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 wow. Then, so he's saying, although everyone died before us, as I told you, you can Google it. They, according to their calculation, they say 110 billion human beings have lived. That means we're living on a graveyard, right? Because there's 7 billion now. It means over 100 billion have died, you know, scattered around the world that we live in. So we're living in a graveyard. Remember the person said, should I go to the hospice and watch the, you know, dying people? I'm saying, you're living in a graveyard already. No need, right? Look at the paper, the news. How many people will die? Well, you know, got took too much intoxication, woke up dead, as they say. You know, so that is there. So he said, the most astonishing thing, everyone before us has died around us. Every day we hear reports of this. And certainly, inevitably, we will also die. The government said that it's cowardice to not deal with the problem of mortality. Right? When the West, they try to get nostalgic at this time with Auld Lang Syne, his old Scottish poem, song modified by Robert Burns. You know, when they say, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Blah, 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 blah. Auld Lang Syne, you know, like remembering and what the spiritual telling you, and not only spiritual, but the poets, and forget it. It's a waste of time. It's not relevant to you. It's only relevant if you understand, as they're dead, you'll also be dead. That you should understand. Don't just sit around. And when my uncle died, and they're Irish people, they sit around, and the person, and they start telling stories, and some of them are very funny, and, you know, and my uncle's lying there dead. And my father and his brothers, and we're around. And then they start telling these funny. And my father said, if he, when everyone's laughing, he said, if he knew what fun we were having, he would have never died. But I think, well, I guess that wasn't a choice. So if you're going to remember these people, remember, they're dead. You'll also be dead. I'll be dead. We'll all be dead. That's what the future is. It's not this wonderful march into the future where all disease will be, you know, eradicated and people will live forever. I mean, really, who wants to be like, you know, you're 200 years old, right? And they say, well, I'm dating a woman who's 150. Right? That's probably not a good idea. So the idea that you're going to live, you know, beyond 100, 150, 200, forever, for what? If you have that same mentality, it's not going to be helpful. When this mafioso was sentenced to like 400 years in jail. And he seemed to, you know, and they said, how do you plead? He said, guilty. And they said, why are you pleading guilty? He said, because I am guilty. And the judge said, aren't you concerned about going to jail for 300 or 400 years? He said, well, I wouldn't be if I was a redwood tree. Redwood tree lives for like 5,000 years. So, but since I'm not a redwood tree, yeah. That's a long time, right? You're not going to make that. So this wonderful future, it's not going to happen. There will always be janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. right? Back to out, out, breathe candle. It doesn't matter how long it is, whether it's for 5 hours, 5 months, 50 years, or even 500 years. Out, out, breathe candle. Life's but a walking shadow. You're living in the shadow world. There's no substance here. And this whole big play, the fretting on his hour on the stage, back and forth, is nothing. Those 100 billion, we don't know them. Right? Few people, you can go back in history, oh, this person was, you know, a handful. And they're also dead and gone. Right? Trust no future, however pleasant. So, right? Act in the living present, heart within, God overhead. That's what, anyway, what Yudhisthira said. So everyone before us died, around us everyone's dying, certainly we'll all die, but we're thinking that we won't die. That's ascharja, means astonishing. That's the problem. So Guru Maharaj said, it's cowardice not to deal with mortality. Shrinvantu Rishe Amritasya Putra. They're saying, Veda's message, they're saying, no, you're children of the nectar world, the immortal world. Don't buy in to this temporary, mundane identity. Shudra, you're talking about nasochati and akanchati. Shudra means one who laments, who wails, who's crying, wailing, lamenting, crying. Guru said, why? Who is a Shudra? From this point of view, he said, one who accepts this world and your life in this world as all in all, that's a Shudra. And they will ultimately reach the crying position because this world and your temporary identity in it have an expiration date. So Brahmins have always been those who can see beyond what is temporal, see the spiritual aspects of things. That's general spiritual culture. And then Krishna conception is realizing what you could seek in this world in terms of love, relationship, beauty, charm, love, affection, sweetness. The real possibility for that expression is in the permanent, eternal world, a life of love with Krishna. We'll conclude. The Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. Hare Krishna.